So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms to market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. So today's topic I'm going to be diving into is going to be my strategy and how I helped an Inc. 5000 company essentially increase their traffic over the past 18 months by over 700%. And I know it sounds kind of like that's not possible, Javier. It totally is possible if you do exactly what I tell you to do. But in 18 months, I was able to increase their traffic by over 700%. Everything from organic, basically not everything from organic, essentially all organic. And then, you know, there's other things that are all kind of layered in there as well too. Excuse me. And I'm taking this, 700%, you know, from looking at some stats that I've got that I've been tracking over the past, oh gosh, a long, 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 long time. Let me change these numbers. Oh, I can't go that far back. All right. So I'm taking these numbers from like what the website impressions are, and then as well as looking at some SEO tools that I have, and they're all pointing in the direction of insane amount of traffic. And so where I'm coming from is that the way you're able to increase traffic for a website, there's several different ways. One of them is you can pay for it. So you can basically pay for more traffic to your site. That's going to be cost prohibitive for some companies. Others is you play the long game and you start doing a lot of like SEO style content, demand generation style content, and you have like a very strong content marketing play. Another one is going to be through organic social, where you have a brand leader, if you will, that's gonna be your spokesperson, and they understand how to drive traffic to the homepage by content, you know, by producing content on social media. So those are gonna be kind of your three levers on how to create traffic to your site. You can either pay for it, which is not time consuming. It will mean part of it's time consuming, but definitely costly. Another one is gonna be it's going to be through organic search, and another one's going to be through organic social. And there's other ways of also doing this. Like you can do it through like through podcasting and running ads on social media and stuff like that. But those are going to be your three main levers. And so I was able to do this all through just content marketing, following and producing a really strong SEO strategy that just does well. And so this is how you do that. So when I approached this Inc. 5000 company and increased their traffic over the past 18 plus months by over 700%, there was a lot of things that was not going in their way. So one of the big things is that when you would actually start Googling specific keywords that they were trying to rank for, and I didn't even want to say rank for, specific keywords that they should at least be showing up for, they weren't showing up. And so where I'm coming from is like if you typed in example facility management, then they would not even be in the first two or three or four pages. And now when you type in specific keywords, they're on the top of those pages, like either the first page or second page, and they're on the top of the search results or somewhere right just below it. And that's good for them because that is giving them a lot of organic traffic, which those people tend to convert a lot higher because they're digging into the stuff that has been produced and people find value in that as they're kind of like sifting through it, reading it. And then they go to like a, some sort of landing page that then gets them to opt in. And that's kind of how this all kind of works. So the way I did this is I evaluated the website. So I took the time to like look at their site and see kind of what was doing well. So they weren't really well versed in like the areas that they service. So they're an IFM, they're independent or They're an IFM, so they're a facility management company that offers several different services. And so, you know, like, but you didn't know that until you went to their site, and if you couldn't type in certain specific keywords until you started digging into it. And so I was evaluating their site. I was like, man, you guys offer 14 different services, but yet I don't even know you offer those just by looking at your site. All I know is that, like, you do good things in the community and you offer facility services and you work with a bunch of FMs and you have some big brands, but that's about it. Like, there is nothing out there that tells me that they offer these 14 different services. So that's one piece. So I evaluated the website. And then the other part is I started digging deeper into the blogs that were already written. And a lot of these blogs, it's good practice to write blogs, but they didn't have any links going out and into the blog. They didn't have any keywords that they were specifically going after. The blogs that were written were under 300 words. The blogs that were written were talking about, like, you know, things that they did, like charity work and other things. And I'm not saying these are bad things. I'm not implying that. What I'm saying is that Google doesn't know that they were a facility management company that offered 14 different services. All Google understands is that they were a company and they basically did charity things. That's all they understood. So they didn't know how to say, like, hey, this company offers this. They are industry leaders in this. Google didn't understand that. And so you have to understand that whenever you're producing content, not that you have to write content to make Google happy, but Google doesn't know where to place you on the search, on the SERPs, on the search engine result pages, where you show up if you don't produce content that talks about the things that you do. So for instance, if you have a website about property management and you only focus on commercial property management and you only work in the city of Chicago, then guess what you should be writing about? Commercial property management, different things about property management, such as, like, you know, keeping the windows clean the area, like the outside area, maintained correctly, you know, all those things in the Chicago area. Or, like, if there's a lot of snow, like, this is how you handle all the snow and how to get it all shoveled, you know, quickly. Like, if that's where you focus, then you need to be writing content about that. And so this company didn't do that. So I evaluated the entire website. And so those were the areas they were missing. They were missing, you know, the services that they offer. They were missing, like, the key thing that they were a facility management company, like that. Like, the content that they were producing had nothing to do with that. It was just literally saying, like, XYZ company just raised, you know, just did a fun run. XYZ company did a charity event. XYZ company, you know, did this. And then the other part, they had a podcast, and that podcast was great and still does well, but the podcast had nothing to do with the facility services industry either. So you understand where I'm going from is, like, this website was good. It looks good, but it wasn't driving the right type of people. It was almost as though you put, like, you're an ad in the yellow pages, but instead of putting an ad, all you did was just put your name in the yellow pages without any context about what you do. And that's exactly what they did. So you got to evaluate a website first. So evaluate your site and make sure that the content in there supports the services that you offer. So if you're a facility management company and you offer 7 different services in the Southeast region of, you know, the US, then you need to be producing content about those 7 different services. And, like, maybe every single month you focus on each one. And then in that content that you're writing, you essentially are talking about, like, how you do these services, like plumbing services in the Southeast region. And these are the states that you cover and yada, yada, yada. So that's where I did it. I evaluated the website. And then I evaluated all the gaps. So, you know, I kind of already, you know, dug into some of this stuff, but there wasn't enough keywords in the blogs. So what I mean by this is that you look for the keywords that you want to rank for. And then there's going to be keywords that are going to be too hard to rank for. So for instance, facility services or facility management or facilities management or facilities maintenance, those keywords, they're very difficult to rank for because there's been companies around for 20 years that already kind of dominate that, okay? And so going after those keywords would be hard. But going after, like, facility service providers or facility management, let me think of something different, like, or like handyman in Wyoming. That's a good one. Or commercial plumbing in Texas. Maybe you only do commercial plumbing and you're in Texas only, okay? Then you write, you know, that's a keyword that you want to rank for. So you basically have to start figuring out the keywords that you want to rank for your business. So the ones that are really high, I'm not saying don't go after them. I'm saying don't make them the focus right now. Go after the lower hanging keywords. And so lower hanging keywords are going to be words that like, that are, you notice when you type it in Google, they're going to be phrases. It's going to be like 4, 5, 6, you know, words in there. And those phrases, you're like, huh, like these blogs are kind of garbage. They're not very good. This is interesting. And so you read the blogs and you kind of have an understanding like these in the titles of these blogs aren't very like compelling. And that's what we did. So we evaluated keyword phrases in the blogs that they had. And then we would basically write new ones that we wanted to go after. And so we made, oh gosh, I want to say for like each industry between 4 and 5 keywords that we were going after for each industry. So in plumbing, we'd go after like 3, 4, or 5. In HVAC, we'd go after like 3, 4, or 5. And so that's what you would do. And then you would find the ones that are easier to rank for and you would go after those. And so that's what we did. And so when we wrote the content, we would use those keywords within the blog. And so, you know, as I continue to evaluate the gaps, you know, blogs being misused. Make sure your blogs are not being misused to just like share daily things. Like that should be in your social media channel. Like your blogs should be really things for people to dive in and learn more about what you do, services, tips on how to improve on something else, strategies on how to like hire a property management company. Like there should be useful things where you're like, oh, this is really good. I didn't know that. And then when they're reading it, they're like, oh, and by the way, it's this company that offers this service, so I should probably check into them. And so you don't want to use blogs to kind of tell like, you know, John Smith has been our CEO for 13 years now. That's cool. What has John Smith been doing for 13 years? Like, you know, like don't just say that. Don't make it an announcement on that. Like do that on social media. Do that on Twitter. Do it on LinkedIn, on your business page. Okay, trust me on that. So the next thing that we were looking at is that there wasn't enough content published regularly. So the content that's being published, you need to be publishing on a regular basis, okay? So this company was not publishing regularly. It was just random, sporadic. And the reason you need to publish regularly is like what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the search engines to come back to the site on a regular basis. And then the more that they come back to the site, the more that they start crawling your website. And the more that they actually start crawling your website, the more keywords they start finding. And the more keywords they start finding, the more they understand that you offer a specific service. So you should be posting content on a weekly basis. I'm gonna repeat that. Post blogs on a weekly basis, once a week. Maybe it's every Wednesday, maybe it's every Tuesday, maybe it's every Friday, I don't know. You determine that and you post it once a week and you're like, that's a lot of work, Javier. No kidding, I know that and I understand. And we went through that a lot and we were posting content. We were posting between 1 and 2 blogs per week, every single week. So by the end of the year, there was well over 50, 60, 70, 80 blogs all about the different services in the facility management space that all, you know, kind of like, you know, that made Google understand what you did. So that whenever you would type in specific keywords, like how do I find a facility service company in Texas? Or how do I become a certified facility management person? You know, or how do I, do you see what I'm saying? Like you start typing in these specific things that are long phrases, you were going after these words that were essentially, you know, low hanging fruit because there wasn't a lot of traffic to them, but people start typing those in, you start finding those folks, all of a sudden like Google starts saying, wow, they keep clicking on this, they keep clicking on this, we should push this up higher into the search engines. And so when you're publishing regularly, you send the spiders more to your site. The next thing is that the pages weren't optimized. And so when I say optimize is this, you have a strong headline. The headline is exactly the amount of characters that should be in there. I think it's like 150 or 155 characters, maybe under 160 characters. So like think Twitter. And so you're like, what's the headline? The headline is what you see when you type something into the search engine. So like, if I'm just gonna do this right now. How to hire a property management company. All right, I just typed that in. And so whatever is in the blue is the headline. So do I need to hire a property management company? Why, when, and how to hire a property manager by Home Vault. How to hire a property manager, your guide to finding the, and then there's a whole bunch of dots. You don't want that. And so the headline should be 160 characters or less. And those characters is going to be what describes the blog post that you have. That's number one. The next thing is this going to be what's called the meta description. And the meta description is going to be what's right below that, okay? And it's an explainer. And you should be able to do that in 130 words, 140 words, okay? And so like here's one, like the easy guide to understanding why and when you need professional property management, plus tips on how to hire a property manager. And then they stop and you're like, oh, interesting. And so what you do is the headline is kind of not necessarily the title of the blog, but it can be about the blog. And then the description of it right below it is going to be essentially what it is summed up into like one or two sentences. And so when you do those two things, then all of a sudden your blog will slowly start kind of ranking a little bit higher because Google will start understanding what you mean. And then people will read those descriptions and be like, oh, this is going to help me figure this out. And then they type that and then they click on that link. So their blogs were not optimized. And so that's what you want to do. You want to optimize your blogs. And then the other thing is that their Google Business Profile or their Google My Business, the GMB, which is now known as the GBP, Google Business Profile, was not also optimized. And so what I mean by this is that they had one, which was great. And they had some stuff on there and they had some reviews, all good things, okay? But you can actually post mini blogs on your Google Business Profile on a regular basis. And it's just, it literally serves just as good as blogging. Okay, but this is another level. Like, and if Google promotes it, then that's what you should be doing. You should be taking advantage of that. And there's other elements on there, like the description of the company was not using keywords that their company, you know, offers, like facility services or facility management. So those sort of things. So those are the gaps that I saw, and those are the gaps that you should be looking at in your company. I just gave you like that game plan for free, which is nuts. All right, so then you got to create then a marketing or content marketing strategy. So when you create a content marketing strategy, you're going to have to basically teach Google what you offer. And so this is what I was talking about earlier, that Google did not know about this Inc. 5000 company, about what they offer. They didn't understand what they did. And some people would argue like, well, yeah, if you got to the website, you would understand. Yes, you'd have to actually know the actual company's name, go to the site, start digging through what you're looking for, and eventually find it. Tell me what person will actually do that. Nobody. Okay, someone searching wants something so easy. Like I put it to you this way. We run ads on Facebook, like a lot of ads, and we have a lot of people comment on our ads, and they're like, these are dumb comments. Like people say like, I can't find a Ram truck on your website. Ram is one of the brands that we have. How do you not know how to find that? Or other people commenting like, I posted a question, but why did you delete it? I'm like, no, we didn't delete it. There's just a lot of ads and you just seem to find another ad. And so people would comment and do things that are dumb. What I'm getting to is that you got to make things easy for your people trying to find your site. So you got to teach Google what you offer. So you got to write content that isn't just compelling to the person that's going to read it. It's also going to make Google understand what the hell you do. And so that's what you got to do first is that you also have to start thinking about when you write content, how is this going to help Google basically put me in front of my right audience? And you write like that. You write for your person you're writing for, but you keep in mind in your head as you're writing it that this is going to help Google better understand what we offer. The next thing is go after keywords for each service that you offer. So this is very, very important. So if you offer six services, go after those keywords. So those are going to be like your big ones. So like if facility management is one of your ones, but you have several things that go underneath that, like commercial HVAC, commercial electrician, commercial plumbing, commercial flooring, like those are all sub-services. So you should be going after each of those individual services. If you're a property management company, same concept, okay? So then you're gonna go after those services, but then you're not gonna just go after those specific keywords. you're going to do something that's a little different. It might be like commercial HVAC in Texas, because maybe you only offer services in Texas. Okay. So those are the kind of keywords that you're going to be going after as well too. Those are going to be more lower hanging fruit. Those are going to be what we call long tail keywords, because they're going to be a little bit easier to rank for. Okay. So go after keywords for each of the services that you offer. Create landing pages for each of the services. So if you offer five services, each service should have its own landing page. And that landing page is basically going to be where if someone's reading a blog about a specific service and they click on a link, it goes to the landing page where they can learn about the service that you just talked about. And you might be thinking like, well, I want them to know about everything else. No, you don't want to barf on them. All you want to do is just tell them exactly what they're looking for. Oh, you offer commercial electrical work. Excellent. I'm going to contact you for that. And then salesperson is going to call them later and they'll be like, oh, by the way, do you also need commercial HVAC? You know what? I am shopping for that. You guys do that too? Yes, we do. Do you see what's going on? So why barf on somebody whenever you should just tell them what they want to know right now and then? Okay. So just kind of keep that in mind. And then other things, you want to leverage the highest searched keywords. So there's going to be certain keywords that are going to be higher searched. And so you're going to create content for that, but those aren't going to be the ones you're going to be like focusing on all day long, because that's a different strategy to go after. All right. So now moving on to the next phase is going to be go after high volume keywords. So once you build out this entire strategy of what I just talked about, like the landing pages and then the long tail keywords for each of your services and all that stuff, then you go after high volume keywords. Okay. And this is going to take you 12 months. Okay. Like the what I just talked about earlier will probably take you anywhere from 6 to 12 months, maybe 18 months to just build out just that foundation. Okay. And you're like, Javier, that's a lot of work. No kidding. I know that. It is a ton of work. Okay. But you don't go after the high volumes, because you would be literally seeing no progress whatsoever. And then you're going to basically say, this is bullshit. Javier's full of it. And it's not true. Go after the low-hanging fruit. Go after the easy things. Lay the foundation of what your business is. Do all the things I just mentioned you before you get to this. And then at month 9 or 12 or 15 or 18, then you go after the high-volume keywords. And so these are going to be keywords such as facility management or facility manager. All right. But these words are very difficult to rank for. And so this is why you start using some of those words inside of the keywords that you're also going after that are more long tail. So facility management in Texas might be a long tail keyword, all right? Or facility management in Austin, Texas, or facility management in Waco, Texas. Do you see what I'm trying to say? And so you could work on those, prior to then going into facility management. And so if you're a national company, going after these big keywords like facility management or facility manager or property management or property manager, those are gonna be very difficult to actually rank for. You lay the foundation, you will eventually start ranking for these, and you'll slowly start getting trickle effects from all that stuff, right? So the next thing is that you want to start creating valuable content that people read. So when you're writing this information, when you're writing these blogs, don't write for the search engines. Don't write for Google. And you might be like, Javier, you just told me to write for Google. I didn't say that. I said write so that you teach Google what you do, but make sure that it's valuable, that people want to actually read it and engage with it. Because Google knows that when they go to your site, they'll know how long you spend on that page. And if you spend 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 minutes on that page, Google starts saying, oh, this is interesting. People are spending a lot of time here. This must be important. And they start pushing it up higher and higher and higher. But if someone goes to the page and then sits there and bounces after 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, Google will start pushing that lower and lower and lower, because they know that it has no value, okay? So you wanna write stuff that people wanna read. And I recommend writing content that is over 500 words. 750 to 1,000 words is probably the best way to go. 750 to 1,000, all right? As I mentioned before, go after the low-hanging fruit. So before you go into these bigger keywords, go after the easy things. Those are the longer tail keywords. Those are the low-hanging fruit that you want to go after. And so the next part is you want to create a link building strategy as well too. So link building is this, is like, it's like referrals or recommendations. So if you have a link from a website that goes to your site, that basically is saying that, like, you know, ABC, you know, facility management company, it, you know, is recommended XYZ facility management company, right? Just an example. And so a great way to do this is that if you have service providers that you partner with, like vendors that specialize in like HVAC or, you know, plumbing or whatever that is, write a blog for them and say, hey, we've got a great relationship. Would you be willing to post this blog on your site and then point a link back to my website? And usually if you write it and it's good, they're gonna be like, heck yeah, I'm gonna post this and I'm happy to point a link back to your site. And then you would just point a link to that landing page that you created, okay? So it'd be like, hey, this you know, this blog is about commercial HVAC and how to clean your ducts, okay? Just an example. So then you wrote a blog for them, and then you would have a landing page about commercial HVAC, and then you would essentially just point a link from commercial HVAC on their page to your page. And that is called link building. So you're getting link to these different pages, and that is how you start building reputation. The more links that you have to your website, the higher reputation you'll start gaining, okay? So that's one of the strategies that you can do. Or another one is you can literally hire a link building company. Be very wary of this strategy though, because when I explained it to my friend, I felt like I told him something along the lines, like I felt like I slept with a prostitute. And he starts laughing. He's like, you essentially did. Because sometimes these links that you get back to your website are not good. And they're dirty links, they're bad links. And that kind of stuff is like, essentially like black hat SEO is what they call it, okay? And you don't want that. And so it was a bad example that I used that, but you get what I'm trying to get to is like, you feel dirty when you're doing this. If you do it correctly, you hire a good link building company that puts out good content on a good website that goes back to your site. And so that's another option that you can do. You can find those companies like on Upwork, and there's other companies on there that will actually do it for you. All right, so the last thing is you gotta be patient. And this is the part that most companies are not gonna be able to do. They can't be patient. You have to be patient when we're doing this strategy. This took like 18 plus months for the strategy to actually have its full legs. We started seeing traction after about 6 months. And after 6 months, the CEO of this company, he's like, we sat down, he's like, this has been great. I've been seeing a lot of like efforts and growth here. Let's continue our agreement. And we moved forward. So the first 1 to 6 months, you're building a foundation. That's gonna be kind of standard. And then from months 7 to 12, this is where you can start showing the results of how your SEO is working. You'll start seeing higher traffic. You'll start seeing growth in certain areas. You'll start seeing keywords going up. You'll start seeing the effects of this. Like right now at RapMate, we see this. So we are gaining new keywords from RapMate from things that we were doing back in like May, June, July. These keywords, we went after these keywords and we're just now seeing the effect of this. So months 13 to 18 is when you start building the foundation and you start optimizing. So when I say by optimizing is that you make sure that you go into the blogs and you see where you can improve. Or if you see that you're getting traffic, you start changing the headlines to see if it can increase more traffic. Or you start changing the meta description to increase more traffic. You know, so you start optimizing these pages even more so based off of the results that you're using, all right? And then from months 19 and up, it's just simply navigate and monitor. So when you do these things over the next 18 months, you will start seeing a result to the point where, let me just kind of give you an example. I'm pulling up SpyFu. So SpyFu is one of the SEO tools I use. I'm just pulling up a two-year report. A two-year report, they had roughly, you know, 3,800. How do I want to explain this? So there's this report that says like the sum of ranks, and so they were sitting at roughly 3,800 like keywords and traffic going to their site. today, they have nearly 30,000. All right. This is when we, this was back in August of 2020. All right. I started working with them in December of 2020. We started seeing big growth over the next few months. Like by October of 2021, they're at 12,500. And by today, right now, they're just shy of 30,000. You're like, what does this all mean? So this is how kind of like SpyFood defines it. This chart shows how much a domain's overall keyword ranking rose or fell compared to the month before. So each of its organic ranking gets a value. And we start with position one, ranking getting a value of 50, position two getting 49, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we've been increasing this. Another way we've seen this grow is over the past 2 years is a traffic value, okay? So when we started in December 2020, their SEO click value was $0. So meaning they basically weren't getting any kind of traffic. At one point, we got this up to $21,000. So the amount of traffic that we were generating them, they would have had to have paid Google $21,000 to get that same amount of traffic. Today, they're sitting at $14,600, so just shy of $15,000. So they would be paying Google $15,000 per month for the equivalency of this amount of traffic. Okay, so does this make sense? So this is kind of where I'm explaining this. And then the other part is, you know, of the impressions that they're getting. So 16 months ago, I can't go past 16 months, they were getting roughly 1,000 impressions, okay, for different search terms. And then just recently, they broke over 7,000 impressions, 7,600 impressions. So that means that they were somehow seen by certain keywords that people are typing to find their company. And so this should explain to you that, like, dang, this is really working. Like, this is pretty powerful stuff. Keywords that we had ranked for them back in 2020, December of 2020, they had 438 keywords that they ranked for. Today, they have over 2,500 keywords that they rank for. And these are all keywords that are in the facility services space. So this is kind of what I'm trying to explain, is that this is how we increase their traffic by literally over like 700%. And it's because we were able to really, I'm not going to say manipulate, but create content that was strategic. And this is how you can do it for your company as well too. So if you follow this, this is going to kind of give you some information. I've got some previous blogs that I've, I'm not blogs, podcasts that I've recorded before that talks about this as well too. I would highly recommend that you dive into those. I do not recall what episodes they are, but just type in, when you do a search, just type in SEO and you'll find them. And so follow this, and this should help you guys, help you out quite a bit. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email, and that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing, and more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility managers, facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot and have a great one.